April 25, why so many idlers? Ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1:8, Revised Standard Version. In the trust given to the first disciples, believers in every age have shared. Everyone who has received the gospel has been given sacred truth to impart to the world. God's faithful people have always been aggressive missionaries, consecrating their resources to the honor of His name and wisely using their talents in His service. The members of God's church are to be zealous of good works, separating from worldly ambition and walking in the footsteps of Him who went about doing good. With hearts filled with sympathy and compassion, they are to minister to those in need of help, bringing to sinners a knowledge of the Savior's love. Such work calls for laborious effort, but it brings a rich reward. Those who engage in it with sincerity of purpose will see souls won to the Savior. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. Revelation 22:17. The charge to give this invitation includes the entire church. Everyone who has heard the invitation is to echo the message from hill and valley, saying, Come. Hundreds, yea, thousands, who have heard the message of salvation are still idlers in the marketplace when they might be engaged in some line of active service. To these Christ is saying, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And he adds, Go ye also into the vineyard. Matthew 20, verses 6 and 7. Why is it that many more do not respond to the call? Is it because they think themselves excused in that they do not stand in the pulpit? Let them understand that there is a large work to be done outside the pulpit by thousands of consecrated lay members. Long has God waited for the Spirit of service to take possession of the whole church, so that everyone shall be working for Him according to his ability. When the members of the Church of God do their appointed work in the needy fields at home and abroad, in fulfillment of the gospel commission, the whole world will soon be warned, and the Lord Jesus will return to this earth with power and great glory. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14.